Welcome to Kitzbe Kitzra up the Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, the Halachos of Megillah, Sif Aleph. We begin, the Kitzbe tells us that when Adar arrives, we increase our Simcha. If a Jew has a court case that he has to go to with some Goyim, he should do it in Chodesh Adar. This is a month of salvation, so it's more likely that he will receive a positive outcome at his court case. And now for a little history. In the times of Mordechai and Esther, the Jews gathered on the 13th day of Adar to defend themselves and think of vengeance on their enemies. They had to daven to Hashem tremendously to help them succeed. And we find that when Klai Yisrael went out to battle, they fasted, which, by the way, is not an accepted military strategy. Moshe Rabbeinu also, he fasted when they fought Amalek. So Mestama, by Mordechai and Esther, they also fasted on Yud Gimel Adar. And therefore, Klai Yisrael makabel on themselves a Tainus Tzibor called Tainus Esther on Yud Gimel Adar. In order to remind ourselves that the Ribono Shel Olam saw and heard our tefillas, every single individual, when we were in a time of need, just like when he fasts and does tshuva and returns to Hashem, just like our forefathers did in this story. However, this tainus is not a chiyuv so much like the other four fasts brought down in Zechariah, Rosh Hashanah, Yud Chesem Abeis. Therefore, we can be lenient regarding this fast, b'shas atzoyrich, like if the woman is pregnant or nursing, or even if she's a little sick. If anyone's a little sick, or if he has a pain in the eyes, if someone's in tremendous distress, they should not fast. So to a woman who has given birth in the last 30 days, a chosun during his sheva brachas, they do not need to fast. But they should make up their fast another time. However, everyone else who is healthy, Baruch Hashem, they should fast because they shouldn't be any different than everyone else. Even someone who is traveling, even if he has a hard time fasting, he's still chayav to fast. Next, on the 14th day of Adar, there we have Purim. If Purim falls out on a Sunday, then the Tainus isn't going to be on Shabbos. The Tainus is Thursday. We don't set it up on Friday because on the Tainus you have extra tefillas, which would get in the way of preparing for Shabbos. If there's a bris on that Thursday, then they should have the Suda of the bris that night, Thursday night after the Tainus. However, the Sandik, the Avi HaBen, and the Moyel are allowed to eat that day after the bris. And they don't need to make up this bris another day. This tainus another day. They don't need to fast on Erev Shabbos the next day. However, if someone else just forgot about the fast and he ate on Thursday, then he should taka make up his tainus on Friday. Now, in honor of reading the Megillah, one should wear his big day Shabbos that night, the night of Purim, when he comes to shul. He should find candles in his house to brighten up the home. He should set up his table nicely and a neatly covered couch, lechvoid, the Yom Tov of Purim. And by Maariv, after Shemana Esrei, we say Kaddish Sholem with Teskabel. Then we lay in the Megillah, followed by V'atol Kodosh, because V'atol Kodosh is a pasuk that's taken from L'manatzeach Aliyas HaShachar, that's the capital of Tehillim from Esther. And over there we say Elikai Ekro, which is referring to the Mikra Megillah. Like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tells us in Megillah, Dalar Mar Aleph, that a person is chayiv to lay in the Megillah by night and to say it again by day because of the pasuk of Elikai Ekro, Yoimum Veloy San, Evelailel Veloy Dumiyoli. And then right after that, in that capital Tehillim, in Chav Beis, it says V'atah Kadosh. Okay, and after saying V'atah Kadosh, we say Kaddish Shalom without Tiskabel, and on Motzei Shabbos, we say V'hinoyim V'atah Kadosh, followed by a full Kaddish without Tiskabel, then V'yitein, then we say Avdolah and Oleinu. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.